This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. You are tuned into the Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church podcast for the week. Well, you will hear the teaching and the preaching of the senior pastor of Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church, the Reverend Matthew L. Browning. This podcast is an extension of the ministry where the Word of God is magnified, Jesus is glorified, and understanding is fortified. After the message, information will be given about our church location, phone number, and how to obtain a copy of this message in its entirety. So now, let's join Reverend Browning with the Word of God already in progress.
Romans 8, 37. Amen? Are you there? Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Nay, in all of these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. We'd like to use for a subject or title, More Than Conquerors. Amen. Will you bow your heads with us? Most gracious and kind Heavenly Father, once again, you have given us this great and wonderful opportunity to stand behind the sacred desk and proclaim your sacred word. I pray, Lord God, that you would touch your people and that you would give them new insight and a vision for the year that lies ahead of them, ahead of us, Lord God, that you would bless us and keep us, and that you would cause your face to shine upon us. Thank you, Jesus, for another opportunity to hear and respond to your word. I pray that your word will continue to work in our hearts. In the name of Jesus do we pray. Amen. More than conquerors. More than conquerors. The Bible says, nay, in all these things we are more than. Not less than, but more than. Do we have some more than people here? Amen. If you are less than, then you need to be somewhere else. But if you want to be a more than, then you are in the right place. More than conquerors. Amen. Through him that loved us. More than conquerors. It's a compound Greek word, which means to overconquer. Amen? To overconquer. Not just to conquer, but to overconquer, to overdo it. Amen? We ought to be some overdoing people. Amen? To overconquer, to conquer, to completely. Amen? Without any real threat or personal life or health, whatnot, to conquer in this world. You know, I can't promise you that in 2015 that you won't face any problems or trials. You know, people promise that, you know, you're going to have a victorious year, and you will have a victorious year, but along with a victorious year will come some challenges in life. Amen? And that's where we throw up short when we begin to have challenges in life. And we don't want to have any challenges in life. We want to pull the cover over our heads and go back to bed. But this scripture tells us that we are more than conquerors. And if we are more than conquerors, then we're going to have some challenges in life. Paul concludes to the first half of the book, emphasized the majesty and glory of God, and pointed to the God's redemptive plan. All that happens to them rest in the sovereign's hand of God. Everything that is going to transpire in your life is in the hand of God. Aren't you glad of that? That it's not in the hand of man, but it is in the hand of God. You ought to give that some praise. Amen. Amen. I don't like when people say that I'm talking about the man upstairs. Amen. But I don't know him as just you low graded when you called him a man. Amen. But I'm talking about the sovereign God, the one who wakes us up every morning. Amen. The one that makes a way for you out of no way. I'm talking about God, who in all things work